Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with Grant Green of the San Francisco Giants, a former number one pick of the Oakland A's out of USC, and all those things we say, but we put aside as we just look at baseball. Nice to have you on the show. How is spring training going for you?
Well, it's going well. I'm really enjoying being over here. I've heard nothing but good things about the whole organization, and you know, everything I've heard has been true, and just like being over here.
Philippe Alou, a great player and a great manager and a great philosopher of baseball, always told me, show me the man first, then the player. So I always like to say, show me the man. Where did you grow up? What kind of player were you? Who'd you root for? Give me a little bit of the background of Grant Green.
Well, I grew up in Orange County, SoCal. I grew up about 10 minutes from the stadium in Anaheim, although I grew up a huge Giants fan. Really? Yeah, you know, really weird. My dad's first memories of baseball were going to Candlestick with my grandpa.
Really?
All of the teams I grew up playing when I was younger were on the Giants, so kind of just, you know, he instilled all that stuff on me. And so I grew up a huge Giants fan. I was probably the only one in my high school that wanted the Giants to win when they played the Angels. But, you know, I went to SC. You know, I've lived in SoCal my whole life, so...
Oh, very good. All right, there's a lot to work with here. All right, first of all, what did you major in at SC?
I was public policy and development. It was pretty much like public business.
Okay. All right, very good. Have you gotten your degree yet?
No, never been able to go back yet. Ever since I got drafted, I've always had the fall league or, you know, ended up, you know, playing in September up in the big leagues. And at SC, they start school in, I think they start in August, so we start really early, so I've never been able to go back.
All right. I assume you want to, though. I mean, we have a lot of people that listen, and, of course, it's part of being a baseball player. Sometimes when you sign, they give you, well, of course, you had your scholarship already, but I think people like to know that people are going to go back. And I ask you this way. If you weren't a baseball player, what would you do?
You know, I really like coaching. You know, I've done it a little bit here and there. Would love to do that. The only other thing I actually really saw myself doing was being a firefighter, of course. You know, as a young kid, everyone wanted to be a firefighter, and I would have loved to have done that as well.
Talk to Phil Koch, I think. You know Phil Koch?
No, I've never met him yet.
Yeah, no, he's from the Valley. I think he's a firefighter, I think, in Yosemite. I think I think I've had him on, as I think that's someone, when you said that, it made me think of him. All right, so a Giant fan all your life. You must have been thrilled to see Willie Mays in the clubhouse.
Oh, that was phenomenal. You know, seeing him, I didn't really get to talk to him. I was a little too nervous. But, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I've met a lot of people throughout, you know, my playing days, and him and JT Snow, the only two people I've actually gotten nervous around. You know, I met JT, you know, off season a couple years ago, and just it was kind of like a kid in a candy store. Words couldn't come out of my mouth. Just was a nervous wreck. But you know, seeing Willie in the clubhouse, that was something that was surreal and something I could only have dreamed of.
Yeah, Grant Green with us. So let me tell you, before you leave, get a baseball signed by Willie Mays, at least for your father. And then believe me, and Willie be glad. Yeah, Willie would be glad to do it. Nice to have you on and talking about this stuff. What was draft day like for you? First round pick of the A's, and you had a great career at USC. Tell us about draft day.
I just spent it at home. Had some family in town. It was, I want to say it was around my sister's high school graduation, so I had my mom's parents from Ohio, who I don't get to see very often, were in town as well, and just had a nice little party at the house. You know, we ended up finding out, and parents went nuts. Mom cried. Dad cried. So it was a good day.
All right. So now you're a professional baseball player. The transition from being a college star to being a professional player, wood bats. Tell me about it for you.
I didn't really have a problem with it. You know, I played in the Cape a couple years, so I was used to the wood bats. At SC, we were really big on, you know, in the fall, we used a lot of wood.
Okay.
When I was there, Kruder was there, and he was a big component of that. And so I got to use it, you know, in the fall all the time. I used it in BP when I was, you know, during the season. He was all right with me using that. And so for me, it wasn't really that big of a transition.
All right. Talking about Chad Kruder. I had him on the show many times. A catcher. Remember him from the Texas Rangers. Was coach at USC, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, down there. Grant Green refers to him. All right. So how does a major league career come about? Because you do get up to the big leagues. And tell us about all the position changes and things you do, but you do make it up to the big leagues.
Yeah, you know, I ended up, you know, signing as a shortstop. ended up playing a couple years there. Moved to the outfield with, you know, with the A's. Moved back to the infield. Got called up. You know, only spent a couple weeks with them, and then got traded over to the Angels. And the kind of the position changed. Kept on going there, and you know, ended up a couple years ago, ended up playing five positions in the big leagues. And you know, it's something that I find it being very fun. You know, be able to come to the yard, not knowing where you're playing, but know you're going to play, and you know, it's different views, different things you got to think about. But for me, it's fun.
Yeah, boy, it's interesting. You know, you're a shortstop your whole life, and you know, the big kid on the team, and you get to the major leagues, and they give you six gloves.
Exactly.
So, what's your favorite position? I'd say short, but I'll let you answer it.
Definitely short, just because that's what I grew up playing. Yeah. I really like playing second. That's another fun one for me, but pretty much it's all the same. You know, my whole thing has always been, as long as I'm playing, that's all that really matters. It doesn't matter where it is, but as long as I, you know, get my at-bats and, you know, get a play, then for me, it's worth it.
Well, you've had a nice spring down here, Grant Green with us, and as I say, on Sunday against the Rockies, a big home run, and you're hitting the ball well towards the end of spring, which is always nice to see because the pitchers are getting a little better.
Yeah, I mean, I've felt my swing has felt good the whole time. Definitely the... had a couple, you know, a couple games to where the success wasn't there. You know, I'm hitting the ball hard, and that's all you can do about it. After that, you can't control where it goes. But the swing feels good, and you know, it's nice to be able to get it against, like you said, you know, late in the spring as well, when you get the pitches that are starting to get comfortable and whatnot. So, you know, I really can't complain.
Yeah, no, the Giants have used you all over the infield. So, I guess, jokingly, I say six gloves. How many gloves do you have?
I actually just have three. I use one outfield, one at first, and I actually use the same glove at all the rest infield positions.
All right. They haven't given you a catcher's glove yet, have they?
Oh, thank God.
All right. Grant Green with us. I always like to find out a little bit more about the man. What do you do? What are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
I'm really big in beach volleyball. I live right by the beach in Newport during the off season. So, you know, I had a little nephew that was, you know, born Halloween a couple years ago, to where he's at the age now where me and my brother take him out on the beach and mess around. You know, he'll be playing in the sand while me and my brother, you know, play some beach volleyball against each other. And so I just really love, you know, being at the beach, you know, especially seeing the little one out there. It makes the off season worthwhile.
Boy, all right, beach volleyball. Now I see is it two person volleyball, or you play against each other? How do you do it?
Yeah, we just kind of mess around. You know, if we can get enough people out there, we get enough people out there where it can be like a 3-on-3, 4-on-4. But you know, if it's only just me and him, we just kind of just mess around with it.
All right, very good. Sacramento may be in your future. You've been up there before, I take it. Tell the fans a little bit about Sacramento baseball.
You know, I was lucky enough to play there with the A's. You know, about a year and a half, and I enjoyed my time there. The fans were always amazing. You know, there was always more Giant fans in the stands, you know, even though we were the A's. So I'm, you know, hopefully I'm not there. Hopefully I'm at the big club. But if not, it'll be interesting to see, you know, the fan support. The fans have always treated me well. I remember coming back, you know, even with Salt Lake, and my first couple games there, they ended up giving me a standing ovation when I came up to bat for the first time in a visiting uniform. And so they've always been gracious to me, and I couldn't have more respect for the fans there.
You know, as you say that, spring training is important, and I've been through so many spring trainings, and you see young players, and I call you a young player like yourself, who make a great impression in spring training, and it's a long season. You know that. It's 162 games, and things happen, but you want to make a good impression down here. I think it's so important. We say, well, the games don't matter. They do matter to you.
Yeah, they do, and like you said, you know, the impression's huge, you know, especially me being the first time being over here. First-time impression's always big. And, you know, the only thing you can do is just go out there and play hard. You know, when it comes down to the business side and who makes a team and whatnot, it's out of your control. All you can do is, you know, make it tough for them and, you know, play hard, play well. Yeah. Like you said, have a good impression, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens.
All right. Pleasure having you on, Grant Green. I know the fans enjoyed seeing you play, and I know the staff here has enjoyed seeing you play. So I'm sure we're going to see more of you as we go through, and let's see where it ends up. Spring training says a long way to go. Appreciate you being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.